No, no, I don't need one. I've got one. So tonight, you know, several years ago, when we first got here, I started going through the book of Proverbs, and then we stopped doing that and went on to something else at some point in time. I don't remember when, but anyhow, it's something that I really enjoy the book of Proverbs, probably for all the wrong reasons. One is you don't have to read very much, and you get a lot out of a simple verse, and so you don't have to read a whole chapter and get all the context. You just read a sentence, and it's like, okay, that's the truth. That's the point. And so we're going to, Lord willing, go through the book of Proverbs. I thought this may be a good book to go through for a couple reasons. It's different than most of the other books in the Bible. And I figure you guys, you come in from work, you know, this is midweek service. It's really difficult to go through, you know, some of the stories in the Bible, because you got to go through chapters and give you all the context and stuff like that to sometimes learn some things. But Proverbs is just like I said, it's just simple verse, and you don't have to read a whole lot, and you get it. And so with that said, Proverbs chapter 1, if you haven't guessed, Proverbs chapter 1 is where we are this evening. And we're going to do the first six verses, which is essentially the curriculum. It's the curriculum of the book. And if you're a teacher, you're thinking about curriculum, well, Proverbs has the curriculum right up front. In the first six verses, tells you exactly what you're about to get into. And that all said, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1, let's pray, and then we'll dig right into Proverbs here. Father, I thank you so much for each soul that's here this evening. I pray that tonight would be helpful. I thank you for your words. Thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. I do lift up the many, many sick folks and people that are working right now. I know there's several working right now, and then others that have been dealing with other things. Lord, I pray that you'd minister to the flock here and all the various needs, various things going on. There's just a lot going on, and I pray that you'd comfort our souls and help us, and pray you fill me with your Holy Spirit this evening to go through the stuff that I've studied and looked over, and that it'd be a help to the folks here. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. Just a note, I'm not trying to make a fashion point or anything. These were just the only ones at Walmart, so I bought them. There's a little leash here. So anyway, it was just the last little leash that they had. Although I do like the colors, though. So. Mary Beth said I just look like a little old man now, so. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb, the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Proverbs is God's education for children. First six verses gets God's education for his children. Like I said, in the first six verses of this book, you've got the curriculum of the book laid out. And it's... It is perfect for the TikTok generation, being that the statements are short, they're concise, they're to the point, and you don't have to read a whole lot and you get something out of it. And so for this generation, for our generation, Proverbs is a great book. It packs valuable lessons with a few words there, and it's full of just direct, practical advice that has immediate application, and you really don't have to sort through much to get it. You say, why is it short? Well, I imagine if Solomon, wisdom has a lot to do with taking something complicated and making it simple. And so if Solomon wrote, you know, a 2,000 word or 10,000 or 50,000 word essay on wisdom, you and I wouldn't get it. But if he makes a statement like, train up your children in the way they should go, and when he's old he won't depart from it, you get that. And so it's short because that's the nature of wisdom. It's just, you know, what do they say, brevity is the soul of wit. And Proverbs has an interesting and tragic backstory. In fact, Solomon wrote these Proverbs out, wrote these wise sayings out for his son, a lot of them. There's some that aren't his, but most of them are. But the tragic backstory is that the man this was intended for never heeded Proverbs. He never listened to them. And I don't know if he read it or didn't read it. Really didn't make any difference because he didn't listen to the Proverbs. And so Proverbs is also, it's not on the job training, so to speak. You know, there's some people take pride in learning things at the school of hard knocks. You know, man, we just grew up tough and all that kind of stuff. And Proverbs seeks to prevent that. It's preventative. It says, look, if you listen, you won't have to experience certain things. You won't have to have the trouble that sinners have. And so really it's not learning by experience. It's maybe learning by somebody else's experience. But according to Proverbs, you know, some things like the school of hard knocks, so to speak, some of those things are just a fool's way of learning. You went through this not because you had to, but because you didn't make the right decisions, and so now this is what happened in your life. And so one of the Proverbs says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Like you can foresee the bad thing coming, so you just don't, you just get out of the way of it. So it's a book of you know, preemptive measures. It's a book about educating children. Like I said, there's not another book like it in the Bible that begins with the words of a father and ends with the words of a mother. And truly, it is God's curriculum for children, and it is superior to the world's wisdom, superior to the world's wisdom, and it's clearly seen in the benefits that it provides. It's a book about principles and precepts. And the best way I can describe that, there are some principles and statements in Proverbs that it's not necessarily, I don't want to say it's not necessarily a fact or something like that. It's a principle at work. I'll give you an example. There's a principle that says seatbelts save lives. Well, generally that's true, but sometimes somebody wears a seatbelt and they die in a car crash, which just means there were some other principles at work that override that principle. But the statement is true. Seatbelts save lives. That's just a true statement. Proverbs is full of that. It's a book about skillful living. It's a book that makes a distinction between two trinities. Two trinities. The first one is good. It's the trinity of righteousness, wisdom, and life. And it makes a distinction between righteousness, wisdom, and life. The second is evil, which is wickedness, foolishness, and death. And so you've got righteousness over set or pit against wickedness. You've got wisdom pit against foolishness. You've got life pit against death. And so it makes a distinction and draws out and defines the distinction between those two things. And so Proverbs is an excellent curriculum. Most of you probably know this, but there's 31 Proverbs, and in most months there's 31 days, and some people read a proverb a day, and that's something you can do. So Proverbs chapter 1, let's dig into the curriculum, and I don't have a whole lot more. I want to just introduce the book to you. Jesus Christ is in the book of Proverbs, which we will get to. But it is a book about skillful living and successful living. And so the first thing I want you to notice in the curriculum here, in verse 2, is the knowledge base. What are we dealing with? He says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction. You know, in your education, in our kids' education, you ought to, and I ought to, emphasize what God emphasizes about education. And the reason is the decisions in your life, and listen to this, the decisions in your life that determine what kind of life you live are moral decisions. The decisions that determine what kind of life you live are moral decisions. They're not 2 + 2 or 4 + 4, they're moral decisions. And Proverbs is full of instruction in righteousness that helps a person live in a way that prevents unnecessary wickedness and evil and sin in their lives. So you ought to understand that and think about that, because truly, again, the decisions in your life that determine what kind of life and really what kind of death, what kind of life and death you have, are moral decisions. I'll give you an example. If a child can do, or a person can do, or a college student can do, if you can do quadratic equations and trinomials and all that, whatever all that stuff is, but you continually cheat your employer, you continually steal from your friends or your parents or things like that, being intelligent doesn't make you, I don't know, it doesn't make you right. It just makes you a brilliant crook is what it makes you. And Solomon has something to say about that in Ecclesiastes, but the point is, that's not success if you can do complicated math problems, if you know a lot of facts about history and things like that, but you can't get your morals right. That's unsuccessful living. That's unsuccessful living. If you have, I don't know, maybe you've got some, I don't know, just some understanding in history, some understanding in economics, some understanding in whatever the case may be. You get the idea. Somebody can be smart, and they can be a smart thief, and they can be a smart crook. That's unsuccessful living. But if somebody has a moral character, and maybe not the most intelligent person, that's successful living. You can gather knowledge, you can gather information, and at this point in time, you can gather information from me. I mean, you can And education is free at this point. I mean, you can learn what you need to learn. And so, but you can't, what Bob Jones Sr. said it this way, he says, you can borrow brains, but you can't borrow character. And that's true. Proverbs deals with what is most important in life, to know wisdom and instruction. God said the wisdom is the principal thing. He says that in Proverbs. It's the thing you can build on. So in verse 2, graduating, you could say graduating from this book, you'll know wisdom. You'll have the instruction manual of life. A few things about wisdom in the Bible. Wisdom is free. He says in James, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. And God gives wisdom liberally. But if you ask, don't doubt it. Seek it out from God, and God will give it to you. Wisdom comes from God. Wisdom in the book of Proverbs is more valuable than gold. It's like I said, I mean, you can buy a lot of things in this life with money. But things that are of moral value, of character value, you can't buy that. Wisdom is priceless. Wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. Wisdom preserves life. Wisdom understands its own way. Those are some things about wisdom. And if you go through Proverbs, like he said, the knowledge that you're going to get to know wisdom, to know instruction, like here's the instruction manual. Take this, read it, know it, understand it. Second thing he says is to perceive, in verse 2, to perceive the words of understanding. Perceive is just recognize. You remember in school, I've got to think way back. In school, I remember I think it was 5th, 6th grade, somewhere in there. I had an English teacher, and she got tired of these two kids talking. And she took that book, and the windows were open, and she took that one kid's book and just threw it out the window. She was so mad. But I remember, it wasn't in 5th or 6th grade, it was earlier than that, but identifying, you go through these sentences, you'd have to identify the nouns, and you'd have to identify the verbs, you have to identify the adverbs, and you got to identify the adjectives and things like that. Perceive is just to recognize, it's just to identify those things. And so in Proverbs, when Solomon says to perceive the words of understanding, it's to recognize understanding when you see it and when you hear it. When it meets you, you recognize it. The Bible says understanding, one definition of it is to depart from evil. Understanding is to obey God's words in Psalms 111. But all through Proverbs, part of this curriculum here is to perceive the words of understanding, to recognize them when you see them, and to identify them. Be able to identify him. Then he says this in verse 3, to receive the instruction of wisdom, judgment, or justice, and judgment, and equity. That's receive it is to put your hands on it. And you'll learn in Proverbs the proper handling of some complicated matters. That's you remember when Solomon, I know y'all remember this, when Solomon, the first test of his wisdom. Anybody remember what the first test of his wisdom was? Yeah, it was the babies, the two mothers and the babies. And the one mother had killed her own child and taken the baby from the other mother and claimed that was her child. And the real mom knew that's not your child, and the other mom knew, that's not my child. And so Solomon, wisdom, judgment, he says, all right, well, get a sword, cut the baby in half, and give her half, and give her half. And the lady whose child this wasn't said, okay. And then the mom said, no, 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 just give her the baby. That's mom. That's mom coming out. And Solomon said, okay, that's the mother. Give her the child. That was the first example of wisdom in that scenario, that judgment, that case in court went all over Israel, and people heard, wow, Saul, this guy knows. He understands judgment. He can discern things. He can get to the root of the matter. He understands how to do that. The Lord wants to put this in your hands to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity. It's wisdom's instruction manual. It's the instruction manual to do justice. Proverbs is the instruction manual and case law that explains good judgment and fairness. It's all these things. So this is the curriculum. This is the excellent curriculum of Proverbs here. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity. And then verse 4, to give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. Discretion is, put it this way in verse 4. Proverbs, like I said earlier, is about, as much as everything else is about, it's about preventing trouble, preventing unnecessary trouble. You're not going to prevent all the trouble, but you can prevent some trouble in your life. And to give subtlety to the simple, that is to give a person who doesn't understand the situation an understanding of the situation so they don't have to go through the situation. To understand what's going on, to understand, put it this way, what's around the corner so you don't have to find out what's around the corner by walking around the corner. You're just told, hey, if you go around the corner, that's what's over there. To give discretion to the young man. That is discreet. discretion is something that's a foreign. It's a foreign word at this point, this discretion. But it just means you have an understanding, like I said, of future events. You can see things. See the outcome without having to experience the outcome. And Proverbs it's intended to be preemptive in that way. Because honestly, exposure to some things doesn't help you learn. And this is one of the flaws, I think, that we sometimes accept as parents, that, you know, kids are going to be in the world, so we just let them have everything that's going to be in the world because, you know, they're going to be in it anyway. The reality is, in the Bible, you're told not to expose yourself to some things. You're told to flee some things. And we think, well, if you just get some exposure to it, you'll learn how to deal with it. And the Lord says, look, exposure to some things doesn't help you deal with it. It makes the problem worse. Flee, anybody know where that word comes in? Flee what? Flee fornication. Flee youthful lusts. Flee idolatry. Yeah. So exposure to these things doesn't make people more adept at handling them. Exposure to these things makes people worse. If you constantly expose yourself to fornication, then it doesn't help you. It creates a drive, or it awakens a drive in you. Flee idolatry. Well, what happens if you don't flee idolatry? Well, you start to, your mind gets to conform around the idol, and you start to think the thoughts that the idol worshipers think, and it's, you know, you get conformed to that stuff. So Proverbs is intended to be preventive and preventative, preemptive, all that kind of stuff, because the reality is exposure to some things just is not an education. Exposure to some things just makes a sinful problem worse. And so to prevent sinners from going down that road, there's Proverbs and says, look, if you walk down this road, this is what happens. This is where this road goes. This is where this company takes you. This is where these friends will go. It's I could give you another thought on that thing, but we think about exposure to certain things versus experience. You know, if they just experience it, then they'll figure out how to deal with it. That's not true. The only time experiencing something helps is if there's active opposition to it. If you go into a gym to lift weights, you put the weights on the bar and you push against the weights and you build strength by pushing against it. You don't drop the weights on you and, you know, that helps you. You push against something. But if there's no push against it, if you're just exposed to it, if you're just exposed to sin, then exposures are not helping you. There has to be an active contention for the faith. And if there's no contending for the faith, then just hanging around sin isn't making you understand how to deal with the sin. It's just making you more of a sinner. So exposure to things, I think, you know, we've adopted the mentality that if we just put it out there, if I just get used to it, I'll learn how to, and my kids will just learn how to deal with it. That's not true. If there's no opposition to build strength, then if you're not moving in a direction, then the exposure just becomes a bad influence. And it just brings you down. I mean, some people, you can put them in an environment and they have enough drive, they have enough love for the Lord that they can withstand some of the beatings they take in the environment. Other people, you put them in that environment, they don't love the Lord, they don't love God, they don't love the words of God. And so in that environment, they just get absorbed by the environment. It's personal, it's individual, it's determined by your heart. Where does your heart want to go? Those things. So Proverbs says in verse 4, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. I want to teach you things so that you don't have to experience them. I want to show you what's around the corner so you don't have to walk around the corner and get hurt. That's discretion. And then he says in verse 5, verse 6, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The first part of this sentence, it just says, wisdom begets wisdom. I mean, really, that's the truth. Jesus Christ said it this way. He said, wisdom is justified of her children. Wisdom begets wisdom, but in the same way, foolishness just begets foolishness. But a wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So he'll grow in his wisdom. He'll get more adept at understanding and perceiving and discerning and making judgments and things like that. And in the last part of this, what's he going to attain unto and what's he going to increase in? He's going to understand a proverb and the interpretation and the words of the wise and their dark sayings. But this all reminds me of Daniel. Well, I mean, Daniel, his morality was right. His relationship with the Lord was right. And when he needed information, he went to the Lord and got information from the Lord. And so he understood some things that people didn't understand. And the interpretation is so critical. That is so critical. I'll give you an example. It's a pilot example. Years ago, I told it years ago, there was a pilot communicating with the tower, Yeah, years ago. Tower says, descend 2400. Now, this is years ago. They changed the language since then. Descend 2400, which can mean either descend 2400 or descend 2400. You get the idea? It's either 2400 or 400. And so if you don't have the right interpretation, that's going to be a costly mistake. Now, all the language has been changed, and I don't know how old that example was, but 2400, 2400, that's the same statement. It's heard the same way, but if it's not interpreted correctly, it has disastrous effects or potential for that. Understanding interpretation and interpreting things is absolutely critical. Understanding the words of the wise, dark sayings, all that kind of stuff, to understand a proverb, that is what you get out of Proverbs. You will learn some of these very wise statements, the contrast between wickedness and righteousness. You will learn the contrast of life and death, and the contrast and the decisions that death makes, and the decisions that life makes, and the decisions that righteousness makes, and the decisions that wickedness makes, and the decisions in the life that fools make, and the decisions in life that wise people make. But it's full comprehension of the most valuable things in life, really. It really is. And so we go through Proverbs the next, I don't know, few weeks here. That's the curriculum, and it has to do with judgment and equity and morality and righteousness, wickedness, all those things we talked about, and gives understanding, and it's an instruction manual. In some cases, it's like case law. It says if this happens, then this happens, and it's an interesting book. It's like no other book, really, but it's there to prevent trouble. It's there to increase the wise and wisdom. It's in there to put information in your hands that will give you skill in living life. And so all of those things are true. It is an excellent curriculum and deals with the most important things in life, which are moral things. Those are the most important things in life. So with that introduction, you got the introduction. That's what I got tonight. You can go home and read some Proverbs. Like I said, you could read one a day. Most people do that. But we're going to go through Proverbs the next few weeks, so I hope it's helpful. I love this book. It's so unique in the Bible. But hope that's helpful. Let's pray, and then we'll take some prayer requests. Father, I pray it's been helpful, giving a little introduction to this book, and ready to dig into it. But the curriculum is set. It's a curriculum that deals with not information necessarily, but character. It's a character curriculum, and I pray we learn from it. Pray we get what we need out of these lessons in Proverbs. I thank you for each soul that's here. I know folks came from work and hurried over here. I pray you'd bless them for being here. And I thank you for salvation in Jesus Christ. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit of God and righteousness and all those things we find in Jesus Christ. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.